Okay. So, yeah, so they're here now. Okay, they're going to take it from here. All right? They're going to say, if you have any questions, they're going to be able to answer all of them. Okay? But you take care, okay?
Thanks.
Yep. Hey, Al, my name's Ben. I'm one of the directors in the department that handles pricing for your area. How you doing today, buddy?
I'm well.
Good, good. Hey, I know Will does a pretty good job explaining the basics of the program. But are there any specific questions you have for me before I jump into some of the details?
What area do you cover? Is this commercial, industrial, residential? What is it?
So we can, what we would do is, it's a first page listing on Google, right? And there's a few other things that go into it. I can explain all of it. But we can list it as residential, commercial. We could put it as all three. So, you know, if you're wanting like commercial electric, we put, you know, as one of your keywords, like commercial electric or residential electric. Does that make sense?
It does.
Okay. So, yeah, just to give you a little bit better idea, it's an exclusive position, so we only work with one client per industry per area. So then what that means is once we begin to work with you, we close the category and can't work with any of your competitors, okay?
So what is my area?
Well, so that's also something we would establish, right? So I've got you listed as Crescent City, California. How far are you willing to travel for work?
I'm 463 miles south of Crescent City.
Okay. Is this an old address that you have here?
It's one of my addresses.
Okay. Let me just take a look. What is the address that you'd be wanting to work out of?
I'll give you a zip code, 95336. Makes it easier that way.
Yeah. Okay, so that's like Manteca?
Correct.
Okay, so let me just look at something really quick. And then how far are you willing to travel for work?
You know, that's a question that I'll give you the same answer I gave your protege there, is that it's all predicated on the work.
Okay, so if it makes sense for you.
It would have to, the bottom line would have to show yes.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay, so in your area, what I see is, as far as like a commercial electrician, I see Goose Electric listed, Gunch Electric, and Blue Collar Electrical Services. So
Gunch has been around for 100 years. Those guys, they're not even competitive anymore. Who was the first one you said?
Goose Electric.
Deuce?
Goose, like a Canadian goose.
Never heard of them.
Okay. That's all right. So those are the three that
somebody that's affiliated outside of the area and they advertise here.
Yeah. It could be. I don't think they have an address listed here. They do have a website, but So when someone's looking for a commercial electrician in your area code, there's just that handful of businesses that pop up, all right? And so what we do is we get you on that first page so that way when someone is looking for a commercial electrician or an electrician in general, then you're one of those, you know, few that are on there. Because those guys, you know, 95% of people, when they're looking for a service, they go to Google, right? And then, you know, another 95% of those people probably don't move past that first page of Google. You know, they look at the first, you know, few, they look at the, you know, see what the reviews are, and they start calling from there, right? So that's where we want to put you, so that way you're catching some of those calls.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Okay.
I was just looking to see. He didn't list if you had a website. Do you have a website yet?
Never have.
Never have. Okay. That's no problem. So
Don't walk
well, on. I'll give you the pricing.
Pardon me?
You wouldn't find see a benefit if someone else could manage it for you at like no additional cost with our program?
No. I've never had a website, and I've never needed one. I've been in business since 1998. So, you know, these websites are, you know, that's not for me. Let's put it that way.
Okay. All right. I understand. I know, you know, back in the day, people went to the, you know, yellow pages to find a business, right? So now people are, you know, going on the internet or just right from their phone. Sometimes people want to see that website, not saying that you have to like it, but it's not a terrible idea. It's not going to be a detriment in any way to your business, right? You can add pictures and a logo and, you know, do all that for you. So are you able to take on more clients right now?
I take them as I need them. You know, like I told your guy, I've had a million of these calls. I've done this in the past with a few people that are supposed to do this and do that and came back and haunted me. So I have a really, really bad taste in my mouth about that. So
I
go to my clientele and I would say that, probably 75-80% of my jobs are referrals. And they have been since 1998, so I can't complain.
Okay. No, and I understand, I know you probably get a lot of these calls from different companies. I can send you some credentials just showing we've been in business for 22 years. We've been Google business partners for 10 and a half years when they first started even doing it. Our programs are different. And also, here's the other thing. A lot of those companies, they're not Google partners, and they'll try to lock you into a contract. Ours is specifically month-to-month, no additional fees, okay?
do you guys generate the leads? Does it filter through you guys and then come to me, or how does this work?
So we have a couple different programs. There is, have you ever heard of Google Verified, or it used to be called Google Guarantee?
No.
Okay. So that's what you'll see at the very tippy top of the page, all right, when you first Google, commercial electrician in my area. It'll say, it's like a sponsored section for Google. So there's, they do like a background check and make sure you're licensed and insured. Before they want to, stamp their name, with your name at the top of the Google page. It is a qualified lead program, pay-per-qualified lead, and I could look to see what it would be in your area. Otherwise, the other option is just the Platinum package, which is that first page listing of Google in the map section. But we do quite a bit more than just that. We also list you in the top five directories. So you'd be first page Google, first page Bing with content creation, Yelp, Apple Maps, and Facebook. And what we would do with Facebook is when someone's looking for a commercial electrician and then they jump on Facebook a little bit later, they would see ads directly from your company. And we do that through automatic retargeting is what it's called.
Got it.
Okay. I know you said you're against the website, but if we could manage it for you so that way we could attach it to your Google business profile, do you see a benefit in that?
You lost me.
I know you said you're against the website idea, right? But do you see a benefit in having one if somebody else managed it for you without costing you extra money?
That concerns me. What are you going to manage on my behalf is what I'm saying.
Well, we would.
I don't
know. Everything would be done.
Let me explain to you from my perspective, okay? And maybe this will.
Sure,
but I'm not trying to be rude. I just want you to understand where I'm coming from. I own, operate, and manage my own business. I have since 1998, and I will continue to that until the day I say, okay, I'm done. No more, you know. So for somebody to tell me they're going to manage my business for me, no, they're not. So that's
really what I said. I said we would build and manage your website. So you would be able to choose what's on there. We just build it and retain it for you. So anything that happens with it, it's completely up to you. We just, you know, we help you with having that website.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. And then it does include call tracking, and we tie everything together with a mobile app. So when you do get a Facebook lead or you do get a call from Google, it'll go right to your app, and then you can manage your clients and schedule your clients right from the app. Now,
got it.
The cost of this is $299 a month with a one-time startup fee of $99. But it is month-to-month. We just ask for a three-month verbal agreement so we can have all of that stuff come to fruition. So the, you know, listing on all those directories, Facebook ads, if you agree that you wanted a website, which, you know, if you're looking for more business, I don't think it's a bad idea. So, I mean, that's what I have
so
to offer
your,
you.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, you go ahead. Go ahead. I'm listening.
So $299 a month, and what that does is put me on Google, and then the phone starts ringing, supposedly, or hopefully.
Yeah, well, I mean, like I said, if you're looking for a pizza place near you, right, and you're not familiar with the area, you know, 95% of people go to
I got that.
Google.
I understand that. Well, I'm just trying to figure out, what's your ratio of success? Let me ask you that. Let me ask you this. How many leads do you think will be generated to me through your service? And out of that, how many of these leads are not just cold canvassers? Looking, oh, maybe I'll do this. Let me call this guy. So I drop what I'm doing. I run 20 miles down the road, and I go walk a person's business or whatever the case may be, and I come to find out, well, you know, I'm just thinking about it right now. I'll get back to you. Now I just lost probably 3 hours of my day, my time, and my cost to do that for somebody that's just cold canvassing.
Yeah, so what we can do for you, too, is we have an AI data assistant that we can provide. So instead of you having to field these phone calls, your assistant, who is AI, would be the one that's taking these calls for you and can, you know, weed some of that stuff out.
Okay. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Okay. And then as far as how many leads, it all depends. How many people have Googled electrician in your area? Let me take a look in the last 30 days. Not saying that all of these people Googled commercial electrician, but in like a 30-mile radius, 1,213 people have done searches for electricians in the last 30 days.
Okay,
so,
but you can't tell me whether those are residential, commercial, or industrial.
It's a mix of if somebody Googles electrician, it's going to be a mix of all of them.
Oh, okay.
Do you do any residential?
I'm sorry?
Would you take on any residential or no?
I typically, I do it for customers only. It's just, there's no money in that crap. It's just, you just run around circles. You know, oh, I want to put a plug over there. Okay, cool. That's it. Okay. So it cost me more to go down there and bid this job and come back and say, okay, I'll take it for this much money and take my guy. And it's just like, you know, I got to pull a guy up from somewhere to do this or do that, or I have to go do it myself. There's good in residential. I'll give an example. When I first started off in this business a million years ago, we used to build houses. And then we went into multifamilies. We started building apartment complexes and condominiums and blah, blah, blah. And it just becomes so redundant that you just get burnt out. So where you have so many different things going on in that realm of residential that these people, you know, you waste a lot of your time. Because what happens is the industry, they'll take the cheapest bid they can possibly get to get the work. And then they sub it out and they do their thing. And then mom and pop come in there and buy their first home and this and that and this and that. There's all these changes going on. And now you're coming in after the fact and trying to figure out what somebody else did. And it just consumes your time and your energy. And when I penciled it out to the bottom line, that's why I started to shy away. Now, if I was to go in and it's a new construction and somebody wanted me to do the work for that new home, I would not be adverse to it. But I did that for a lot of years as well, and I found myself getting away from the track portion of it and going to strictly design, build home, high-end homes, because those people know what they want. It's a one-time deal. You're in, you're out. You make a few bucks, and you're good. Commercial is just the opposite. I love commercial because it can be from the ground up. It can be shells. And, you know, if you're doing your basic shells, that's bread and butter right there. And then you got your TI work, which is cool. I mean, I've built the same medical lab 4 times in the same building because of, you know, government contracts and stuff like that. So that's why I say what I say, and for me, that's what fits.
Okay.
I don't know if that makes any sense to you at all.
Yeah, but no, you got to take, you know, what you can get the most bang for your buck with, you know, not having to do these little, you know, little job here, little job there, and just wasting your time and energy, right?
That's it. I mean, and don't get me wrong, I'm grateful for every dollar that I make. But I mean, if I could go out in the morning and take off and work till noon and make $1,000 and come home after I've paid everything out, I go, that's not a bad day. It's only half a day. I made a grand. You know, you go out there and do the same thing in residential, you're going to be lucky if you make $300.
Yeah.
And it's just because of the work, the nature of the beast and the time and everything else, because then you know, just on and on it goes. All right, have a good day, sir. Thank you for coming. So that's what I look at.
Yeah, I gotcha. So, I mean, do you see value though in the program that I offered?
Honestly, I don't know.
Did you under the current?
I mean, I'm paying $300 a month, and I don't know what's going to be in my return.
Well, I can tell you that, like I said, those guys that, you know, that are listed on that first page, they're catching a lot more business than the guys that aren't listed at all, right? Because
I don't know who they are, and I don't know what their volume is. You know, I'm not saying that you're wrong at all, but I'm just saying, how would I know? You got somebody I can call and find out what they think of your service?
What I can do is I can send you over some testimonials and our credentials, if that would work for you.
All right.
Extra Space Storage is one of our largest clients. And they're now one of the, you know, they're the largest storage provider in the nation. So, you know, every business is going to be different, but, you know, I can send you those testimonials.
What business take a look. Is that, are you referring to?
What kind of space storage? Storage facility.
I wouldn't want testimonials from an extra space storage company. I'd want testimonials and be able to verify from somebody who's an electrical contractor or something like that. I don't care if he's in this state or not, or wherever he's at, or out of my jurisdiction. It doesn't make no difference to me. I just want to know. If I feel good coming off of that conversation, then I say, yeah, I might be willing to give it a shot. But to just to, you know, shoot out and say, here, I'm going to throw out $300 today, and we need 3 months in advance so we can put you on this page and that page. It's going to cost me $1,000 just to find out that I shouldn't have done this? No.
No, and here's the thing, too. If we don't ask you to prepay, and if you did feel like prepaying, you know, our program is discounted quite a bit. Instead of paying that $1,000, if you prepay, it's $700 flat, so you save yourself $300.
Yeah, I'm just throwing a number out, that's all. So, you know, $700, $300 different. What's the difference? I mean, it's still $300, but it is what it is. You know, if it's something I didn't like or it wasn't going to work for me, then, you know, I could have thrown that $750 someplace else into my business.
Sure. All right. Well, hey, you know, at the end of the day, I, you know, offered what we have available. Unfortunately, I can't give you, you know, other clients' information, at the end of the day, you have to decide if it's something that makes sense for your business. I'm not gonna force you to do it or keep trying to push you to do it, but you got to see the value in order for, you know, for to move
and right forward. Now I don't see any value in it. It's like my home, like I'm at home right now and I say, oh, I need a new roof. And I don't know a roofer. So, you know, I ask
where do you go though to find a roofer?
Yeah, you know, I ask my neighbors, who did your roof or this and that? What did you do a good job? Are you happy with them? Blah, 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 blah. You know, call them up and find out. Okay, I will. Here's the number. Cool. That's what I'm asking. On your side, you know.
No, and I understand. That's what you would do. There's, you know, a good majority of people that would go to Google and search, you know, roofer in my area and then do their research, right?
Well, I'm sure they would. I don't do that.
They would do the same thing. That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying you would do that. I'm saying what would make sense for your business.
Mm-hmm. Got it. Well, you know, at this point, I'm going to tell you that I see no value in it, unless I have some kind of...
All right, that's fine. I don't want to waste any more of your time, so I hope you have a happy Easter and enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Thank you. You do the same.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.